Good morning, Jeff.
Radio.
Forgot about her. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. I'm having a good day, and hopefully you are as well. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and we'll just see where Spirit leads us today. Let's go ahead and open with a prayer, and then we'll take a few calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for watching over us up to this point and protecting us and guiding us. And Lord, Mother God, we need your guidance every day in our lives. And I just pray right now for my listeners. I pray that you would just touch them, meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, and just bless them in a mighty way. So let's say amen, and we will move on. Let's go ahead and speak to whoever's on the other end of 917. You're on air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Good morning. I just wanted to know about what a spirit has about me taking my relationship with my boyfriend further.
Okay. Thursday, immediately I kept hearing the word slow. So might just take things a little slow, and
mm-hmm.
then it'll lead into what you're searching for. But
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing everything telling me that you need to go a little slower in your relationship.
I did. He was moving fast. Do you see why he was moving fast? I did slow him down.
Yeah, he was just focused on the intimacy of the relationship, and just pushing for that. And what Spirit's telling me is that you guys are not ready at this point to take it to the next level. You're on a different emotional area than he is. And he was just focused on one thing, and that's what he was trying to get. So
that's true. So do you see when I should move in with him?
I don't really see you moving in with him until later this year, about December, next year. So hopefully that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day, okay?
You have a great day, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to the next caller. It's 240. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is Connie.
Hi, Connie. How can I help?
Wanted to know if you see me changing jobs anytime soon.
There's a month out. So it won't be leaving that now. It'll be more like in October.
Okay. Great.
Okay. But I definitely
you.
See you moving into another job. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself,
bye.
And I'm sure we'll be in touch. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Phone lines are open at 347-327-9316. Again, the call number to this program is 347-327-9316. I don't have any calls right now, so I'm just going to talk to you about a few things, and we'll just see where Spirit leads us. But I don't know if everybody else, it'd be interesting if everybody's having this thing that's been happening to me, like you space out. Like you're not remembering things like you should, things like that. I've asked Spirit what that's going on for, and Spirit said that just to relax and things will work according to our higher good. So we're just all awakening at this moment. So this is another sign of growing pains. But if you've been experiencing, you know, something strange like that and it's bothering you, give me a call while we're online, or you can send an email to this email address. It's uawakening@gmail.com. That's again, it's uawakening@gmail.com. Let's go ahead and pull some cards just for the fun of it. We'll just see what's going on. All right. First card I pulled for the show today is the answered prayer card. So that's telling me to tell you that what you've been seeking, you've already found. You just need to step into that new spiritual realm and just get what you deserve. And so Spirit would love to bless you. But sometimes we have these blockages that's keeping things from flowing for us. And so that is something that we have to continually, search our minds and get our thoughts in order. But that's the card, one of the cards I pulled. And truth and integrity. That's what I try to do on the show. When I first started in 2006, one thing that Spirit wanted me to do was offer a detailed, accurate reading at a fair price, and to have that be the truth and integrity. Because when I first started, that's what I demanded. Is I wouldn't want to read unless I'm reading truthfully. And so Spirit's guiding me that way. Let's go ahead and pull the trust card. And I have another card behind the trust card. So let's see which ones pop out here. Okay. The next card I want to focus on is trust. Just trust yourself, trust Spirit, and that's just one thing that we need is trust. And I've learned the hard way. Once you lie to somebody, that is very difficult for people to forgive you, and they don't trust you again. But one thing you can do and totally rely upon is Spirit, and Spirit's always going to be honest with you, and Just trust that. Let's go ahead, and if I can, we'll separate these cards. Power card. Take back your power. A lot of you are in relationships that are not good, and you need to pull back and take control of that. Today, I just feel like that some of you out there are going to really struggle with this, but it's just trust and truth and integrity. That's what we want and what we desire. The fastest way to get on my nerves is for me to know that you're lying to me. And I always tell people, especially my friends, don't lie to me, because I'm going to know right away that's not the truth. I don't know why people would lie to intuitive people, because we could pick up that they're lying to us. So one thing that I demand in relationships is just that, pulling back and walking into my own power. And I think a lot of you are walking into your spiritual power right now as well. I feel a lot of growth going on right now. And so you just need to focus on that. All right. Let's go ahead. And we're going to open. Well, we've already been doing the show, but let me play a song really quick. And then I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. So you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Again, the call-in number with open lines is 347-327-9316. I would love to help you in any way I can.
I'm
Ground ourselves, put your feet flat on the floor. And then just focus your energy towards grounding. And grounding is this, we all need that. And so let's ground today and picture yourself as a tree with roots going deep down into Mother Earth. And so that's what we need to do is, and I try to ground every day. Well, I ground throughout the day, especially if my day is going a little haywire and things like that. But grounding will help you. So let's close our eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Breathe out. take another deep breath and hold it for as long as you can, and then let it go. Breathe in through your nose and out of your mouth. So here we go. Take deep breaths in. Breathe out. Now just see you grounded any way that you can be grounded. You go to your root chakra. It's a grounding chakra, so just focus on it and just see a spirit blessing you. You know, I woke up this morning in a really good mood, and that's good. But just like you, I mean, I have bad days sometimes, but it's nice to have good days, isn't it? And I just really feel like that there's somebody out there that needs to connect with somebody on the other side. And I'm willing to do that. You can do that by phone. Call the number at 347-327-9316. Or you can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. Let's just be quiet for a minute and see where Spirit wants to lead us today on the show. Be quiet for just a second. Okay. One thing I heard while I was taking that moment is teaching. You know, a lot of us are desiring a spiritual teacher or something like that. And I'm going to actually, in a couple months or so, I'm going to be launching a new website. Might not be that long, but working on it slowly. But over there, you're going to be able to get readings. And you can check out my website I have up now at www.insightswithmichael.net. That's insightswithmichael.net. So just be sure you get that S in there. I don't know, I just feel good and I feel at peace and really just want to rest in the spirit. And if you're having a little stressful day, first of all, I'm sorry that you're struggling, but you call on your angels and they'll help you. And one thing we're going to learn here pretty quick is I'm going to be teaching about angels and which ones work. That's one thing you have to do. You have to get the ones that work with you and work with spirit. You know, sometimes that's all we need is a message from our loved ones or message from spirit. So, but, you know, things are moving, things are changing, and we just have to continue on with that change and look for the growth in us. I'm not the same that I was even just yesterday. You're always changing, and that's one thing we have to realize is things change. So if you're having a bad day today, which I hope you're not, but if you are, then, you know, just ask your angels to help you come and into a better place. And so that's what you do, because they all have different jobs. They help in different ways. So we're going to be learning about that and how to work with your angels better and things like that. And, you know, I do angel card readings as well. That's what I did today for us on the show. But I would love to help you any way I can. I did have other oracle cards, but basically I use the angel cards I have. I have like 3 decks of angel cards, so I just pray over them and which one does spirit want in a reading and things like that. And one thing talking about readings, when you go to see a reader or you hook up with one on the phone, you know, the one thing that you need to do, which helps us as readers, is be as calm as possible and be open to communication. Because I always tell my clients, you know, when they sign up, I'll never know what's going to come up in the reading. So until I'm reading. So that's what we have to do. We have to just continue to move forward. And a lot of you are growing very fast. And so you just need a little more push. You know, I can tell that there's a couple of people right now that are listening to the show. You need to step into what Spirit wants you to do. Because Spirit's putting that in your heart for some reason. It's like when I started reading, I didn't think I was going to be reading cards. I just thought I needed to be more in contact with Spirit. I came out of a religious background. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to go to church, go to church. There's nothing wrong with that. I hear a lot of people ask me sometimes, do I need to just not go to church anymore? And I was like, no, continue going to church. If that's where you're getting fed and you resonate with the minister there, I would say stay there. But when, you know, I started doing this, I haven't been to many churches since I started doing this. But, you know, we just have to follow Spirit. And I remember I was sitting in my living room at my apartment and looking out the window a little bit. And then I heard a voice say, do you want to help? And I was like, help what? And help other people is what I heard back. And that's how Insights with Michael was born. Because, you know, one thing when you go to a reader, you should watch for some signs that you have a really genuine reader. Because if you come to me, my readings are pretty detailed and accurate. You know, I'm just telling you that just so you'll know. But if you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.net. So, all right. We got about 5 minutes left. So, that's good. We're going to have to close out here in a little bit. But I hope that you do have a good day. I want to say that I appreciate you guys listening to the show and supporting it. And if you would like to make a donation to the show and get us on more, you can do that by going over to my website, www.insightswithmichael.net, and you can set those up over there. All right, I'm done for today. And like I said, I appreciate you all. Namaste to you, and have a good day. Bye-bye, guys.